state's position is the driver of the vehicle is Mark Elliott, the defendant in this case. State's exhibit number 4 is a court scattergram. It is in graph form a history of the traffic that traveled through the photo enforcement zone 5 minutes before and 5 minutes after defendant's vehicle. It also shows defendant's vehicle as a large red square. It's traveling faster than any of the other vehicles that traveled through the imposed photo enforcement zone during that time frame, which the traffic was dense. A total of 67 vehicles traveled through the photo enforcement zone during that time period. The average speed of all the vehicles was 43 miles within the posted speed limit. That in comparison, defendant chose to operate his vehicle at a speed of 56 miles per hour that day. The court scattergram goes to show that the speed of 56 miles per hour is a speed that is greater than reasonable and prudent. In this case, it's a speed greater than reasonable and prudent because of the density of the traffic. It does also show the flow of traffic and that all the other vehicles were traveling at a speed within the posted speed limit. It's only one factor that the state believes the court should consider in concluding that the speed is greater than reasonable and prudent, the speed 56 miles an hour, the speed the defendant was operating his motor vehicle at. There are many businesses as well as residences that use Highway 260 as ingress and egress within and close to before and after the photo enforcement zone. Traveling at a speed of 56 miles an hour puts those other vehicles in danger, as well as the defendant himself of his vehicle. State's exhibits number 5, 6, and 7, and 8 show that the photo enforcement system was operating properly and showing an accurate speed. State's exhibit number 5 is a certification of correct function, a notarized signature by Jerry Ramirez, and it says, quoting the certificate, "I certify that a review of the maintenance records concludes the fixed speed system located eastbound Highway 260 and mile marker 260 at 255.26 eastbound in Star Valley was operating normally. Information that Mr. Ramirez reviews to make this conclusion includes the data shown in exhibits number 6 and 7. Not inclusive of that information, but the information shown in test in both of those exhibits are information that is reviewed by Mr. Ramirez. State's exhibit number 6 is a set of 5 tests that were performed on the photo enforcement cameras. They're performed by Redflex technicians that travel to the Star Valley area, the photo enforcement zone. They make a determination of the speed of 5 different vehicles passing through the photo enforcement zone. That is shown by the LIDAR equipment and then compared to the photo enforcement software, the photo enforcement cameras. 5 different vehicles, 5 different tests. These tests are compared to, again, the LIDAR to the software. And in all 5 of these tests, which were performed on December 29th of 2010, or 5 or 6 days before the date of incident in this case, the comparison speeds were exactly the same in all 5 cases. In state's exhibit number 7, 5 more tests are performed on the photo enforcement on the photo enforcement cameras to ensure the accuracy. This time the tests are performed after the date of incident and were performed on January 20th, or 13 days after the date of incident in 2011. These tests are performed just as they were before the date of incident with the 5 tests, where there's a comparison made of the speeds of 5 different vehicles by the LIDAR and the photo enforcement cameras, the software. In all 5 of these tests, again, the speeds are identical to each other. State's exhibits number 6 and 7 in tandem show 10 different